Shabbat Shalom again, everyone. And my thanks to Rob and Rachel as you travel around. It's just wonderful to have such beautiful, beautiful music. And also to Rabbi Rappaport, who's been guiding. So we're now at high time for summer camps. So before, you just go to camp. But now think of all the different types of camps there are. There are sports camps, baseball camp, basketball camp, volleyball camp. There are tech camps, STEM camps, computer camps, and micromanagement camps. And one of my favorites when I was in San Antonio, there was Lego camp. There are arts camps, and we just came back from arts camps this week. You can also, as Noah told me, do a camp with blacksmithing. One of my favorites for adults was hippie camp. I went one summer, and I was there, and I met different people on the way up. I met an older woman who just got a beautiful tattoo. I woke up in the morning, and there she was in the bathroom. And she said, "Oh, didn't you know they're co-ed bathrooms?" I said, "No, Mrs. Robinson." Yeah, that was the week they were doing past life memory regression and tarot reading. My favorite that week, if you remember Wavy Gravy, he was the original hippie. That he was there that week. That was a lot of fun. But there are the Jewish camps throughout the Reform movement, and there was a marvelous article in Town and Country by Lauren Waterman. And it was entitled, "The Cult of the Jewish Summer Camp." And there's a wonderful passage which captures what that is all about. It begins for many Jewish kids and teens on the East Coast. Sleepaway camp isn't just an 8-week escape from school, it's a religion. On Friday nights, we wore white. It was mandatory, the monochromatic look. But nobody really minded. Some of the older girls even curled their hair and applied aqua-color eye shade, like they had dates with God. Before dinner, we recited the traditional Shabbat blessings, in addition to the semi-anglicized version of Hamotzi. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. After that, we went to the archery field for Israeli folk dancing. Those were a lot of my memories. And camp is an amazing experience. But what do? It happens every so often. Actually, it happens every summer. But what do when the opening day of Jewish summer camp coincides with Tisha B'Av, as it does this year? These two things which are so disparate. So what do? When you're the dean of the faculty, should be a day of fasting and prayer. So here are the choices. We ignore it. We observe the day, or we find some other solution. How many people go, we don't observe it? How many people go, we observe it? How many people go, we find another solution? How many people have just met me and have figured out it's a trick question? So what did we do at camp? So let's begin by talking about Tisha B'Av for just a little bit. So here are the tragedies that are associated with Tisha B'Av. The 12 spies sent by Moses to observe the land returned, gave bad reports, and the people had to wander for 40 years. First temple was destroyed in 586. The second temple in 70. The Romans crushed the Bar Kokhba revolt in 135. The Jews were expelled from England in 1290, from France in 1306, from Spain in 1492. Germany entered World War I in 1914. The SS approved the final solution at Tisha B'Av in 1941, and deportations from Warsaw Ghetto to Treblinka in 1942. So it's a day that has become marked with tragedy throughout Jewish life. Up until 2016, there was the museum that was called Beit HaKfutzot, was called the Diaspora Museum in Tel Aviv. Many of you might have gone there. And one of the central features of the museum at that time was called the Memorial Column, Scrolls of Fire. And the story that they told of Jewish life outside of Israel was the story of 52 incidents of tragedies that had affected Jewish life. And for many, that was the narrative of Judaism. It could be called Trail of Tears. It could be called Telling Jewish History. And it actually makes me sad on some levels. I was teaching about Israel to an Intro to Judaism class last year, and I wanted to find some videos. So I found a computer tech video that was great. I found another video that showed Israel fashion, but it was a video from a Jewish day school in the United States, and theirs was about all the different wars and all the different tragedies, that they were viewing Israel through only that lens. So our commemoration is important, but also we look for broader perspectives. So the founding Reform Jews, they did away with Tisha B'Av. They said, we don't want to return to Israel, we don't want the temple. And I found them like audacious. I just like being able to use audacious in a sentence from time to time. But they were radical thinkers, and they would conceptualize the world in a new way. They said, we recognize in this modern era of heart and culture the realization of the great messianic hope of a time of truth, justice, and peace among all people. We consider ourselves no longer a nation but a religious community and don't expect to return to Palestine, to sacrifices, or to priesthood. Wow, that's not the Reform Judaism of today. But the first Reformed temple in 1818, the Hamburg Temple, was called a temple. Why a temple? Because the German Jews didn't want to return to the land of Israel. Their temple was wherever they lived. Today, there are over 40 Reformed synagogues in the land of Israel. And man, are they amazing places. The great challenge for me every year when I visit Israel, which congregation do I go to? The mother-in-law, the father-in-law? I mean, it's like, it's amazing because of all the things that go on. The rabbis, though, they said, okay, we're going to shift and we're going to give a new interpretation to what happened with the fall of the temple. It's in the Talmud. I got to show off that I looked at the footnotes because I'm standing at Rabbi Perlin's Bima. So it's in Tractate Gittin, just in case you want to look it up, page 55a. Okay, so they tell the story of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, these two guys who didn't like each other. By mistake, Bar Kamsa got invited to the party, supposed to be for Kamsa. And the host said, what are you doing here? They wanted to kick him out. He said, please, I'll pay for my dinner. And the host said, no, go. And then he said, I'll pay for half the cost of the party. And the host said, go. He said, I'll pay for the whole party. And the host said, no. And the rabbis were there at the door as this was going on, as Bar Kamsa was forced to leave. And Bar Kamsa then went, and it's a long story, but he denounced the Jewish community to the Romans, and that led to the fall of the temple. And the rabbis say that it was sinat chinam, senseless hate, that led to the destruction of the temple. So they give Tisha B'Av a slightly turned and different meaning. So where are we today? And let's go back to Betach Futsot. So we really, as a people, you know, when you're in Israel for Yom HaShoah or Yom HaZikaron, the day of memorial for Israeli soldiers, a siren sounds and the whole country stops. You don't hear a cell phone ring. It's amazing. But it's very, very powerful. But now for our age, as they've redone the museum, it's no longer called the Diaspora Museum. It's called the Museum of the Jewish People. And in place of the Scrolls of Fire, there's a new exhibition called Heroes, Trailblazers of the Jewish People. What you do is you meet 131 scientists, intellectuals, leaders, revolutionary cultural figures, athletes, men and women, and each one shows heroism in a different way. So what did we do at summer camp those many years ago? We gathered together in the evening as Tisha B'Av was concluding. And we had, as was age appropriate, a remembrance, talking about different events in Jewish history. But then we said to the young people that as we've traveled through many years, there have been difficult times, but there also have been golden ages. There have been moments of fire and moments of heroes and heroines and creativity. And this camp that we can gather at today represents the legacy and the future that you carry. And looking out over the lake at camp, we went kindling from one candle to a second, to a third, to a fourth, until each camper and each staff member held a light and pointed to the future. And this is captured so beautifully in the song that Rob and Rachel are going to sing now, The Hope. The lyrics are in your service guide, and I'm going to keep talking. I thought I had built to a great crescendo, but they have to get out of the bima. This is the hope is real, a Jewish home in Israel. And we are that hope. As we mark Tisha B'Av and recall the fall, we also call the way that with trailblazers, we can build a future together.